A dozen members of the Squaxwu Seven Mesh Nation last weekend shared myths and music to honor a restored tradition, and a storied watercraft marking its 30th birthday. Paddlers from the Squamish Ocean Canoe family traveled to Gibson's, near the traditional Squaxwu Seven Mesh village sites of Shanks and Shekelp, where they presented an hour-long cultural program as part of the Summertime Music in the Landing series. "We are thankful to the town of Gibson's for giving us a spot to rest our bodies, to nourish our souls and have a good rest for the evening, and especially our canoe that looks after us on the waters," said Elroy Bucky Baker, a speaker for the Squaxwu Seven Mesh Uexwumix, Squamish Nation, whose traditional name is Keteximton. "We always look forward to August to come back here and visit our homelands." 3 weeks ago, the Squamish Ocean Canoe family loaded their seagoing canoe, carved in 1993 from a centuries-old tree, and began a voyage over the Salish Sea to lands of the Muckleshoot tribe in Washington state. They covered the distance in 4-day-long sprints. More than 100 canoes paddled by coastal First Nations, from Oregon to Alaska, converged on Alki Beach, near Seattle. In the House of Awakened Culture, built by the Suquamish tribe, delegates feasted and made presentations. "It is the first time the full-fledged tribal journeys tradition has been observed since 2019. The annual reunion of West Coast canoe cultures was not held for 3 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This year, they gifted some of the tribes from the states a seagoing canoe," added Baker, thanking them for their perseverance in the fight. "Not just in the last 50 years, but also their ancestors that fought the governments that were coming into the territory." The tribal journeys custom was established in 1989 by Emmett Oliver, a member of the Quinault Indian Nation who wanted to ensure that indigenous people were represented during the Washington State Centennial. According to his daughter, Marilyn Bard, Oliver dreamed that one day the event would grow to include 100 canoes from West Coast nations. On July 30, his dream was realized. 100 canoes arrived for 7 days of protocol. Each canoe family, ordered from the most distant community to the nearest, was accorded 2 hours to share traditional dances, stories and songs. The Squaxwu Seven Mesh Nation most recently hosted the gathering in 2001, when paddlers from Hawaii beached their vessel on the shores of Howe Sound. "It took them a month to paddle up," said Baker. "They stayed with us for the week and then they paddled back home. And they only used stars as navigation, just like their ancestors did." Zena Arawarawan first took part in the tradition in 2016 alongside her 4 siblings. "They paddled together to honor their mother who had just passed away. I was a late starter," Arawarawan said. "For us, it's all about getting our identity back. It's about getting back into the way of life that we used to do. To actually be part of the journeys, the way the ancestors traveled and the way they gathered and the way they feasted together, it makes a real connection between the different nations."